Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
Talk with Brett Brown, of course, the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, former assistant coach for 12 years with the San Antonio Spurs. Deserves a lot of credit for what they did this year, because for a long time, the director of player development there, and no one develops players better than the San Antonio Spurs do. They take players off the proverbial, you know, junk pile, and they turn them into very good players who fit that system. Coach, I have to ask you about Manu Ginobili. Last year, he really struggled in the playoffs, probably was not 100% healthy, did not make excuses, but came back in a big way. Last night, the dunk he had was the highlight of the game when he dunks the ball on Chris Bosh. That emotion was there. The energy was there. What about for Ginobili? Did you think that he could get back to this level? Because, as you know, he did not have a good finals last year. This year was absolutely terrific.
Well, I came in my first full year with Pop, with Manu. So and Manu was my guy. In the NBA, everybody gets sort of paired up with somebody, and, you know, you do stuff with them, you show them tape, you rebound, you work them out. Manu was my guy for all of my years. And so you have that relationship, and then you bump into him on the international scene all over the world, whether it's the Olympics or World Championships. So I was always, you know, with Manu. And last year, when you saw just the devastation with everybody of losing and Manu, you know, beating himself up because he's just so highly wired, he is the most competitive person that I've been around, and that's a hell of a compliment. And so to see him, you know, find a way, he didn't play international basketball last year, to try to get his body right. There's a lot of miles when you're playing effectively 11 months in a year, all those years. He took off. He had two new boys, and, you know, he had a clean mind, a fresh head, and fresh body, and he did what he did. I mean, that dunk last night reminded me of the dunk he had in the Detroit Championship Series back when, and then he follows it up with a monster step back three, and you can see there's just a bounce in him, and he's extraordinarily special on many different levels. You know, one of the all-time greats, in my opinion, a certain Hall of Famer.
Now, you've been around Tim Duncan for a long time, and you know what kind of player he is, what kind of person he is. And with the way Greg Popovich managed his minutes over the last, you know, 5-6 years, you know, realistically, how many years do you think that Tim Duncan can continue to play at the level that he's playing?
It was funny, Stacey, because my first year I came in, as Frank said, Pop said, okay, you know, you're the director of player development. We got a brand new practice facility. I had been a head coach for 17 years. He said, here are the keys to the gym, figure it out. And, you know, and that is almost verbatim. And so you go into the gym, you know, you with Timmy and David and Sean and Steve Kerr and all those guys, Manu. And Timmy came in. And, you know, he was big. He was 265 pounds. And you could see, because he wasn't, you know, really a tremendous athlete. He was just so highly fluid, and he had the perfect basketball body. I mean, when you look at Tim Duncan, you know, have a wingspan or reach up when he's tired and hold the net just to stretch out, you're just blown away at what a beautiful basketball body it is. But as time unfolded, you know, 265 went down to 260 to 258. And now I believe you look at him, he's probably 242, 246. And I really think that the pounding on his body and his attention to hydration and fitness and diet and all those things have enabled him to stay healthy and not have the wear and tear on his knees especially. I mean, you know, Stacey, going rim to rim for 82 games for 17 years plus the playoffs, that's a hell of an odometer. And I think that if he can continue to stay thin and keep doing what he's doing and his mind is the way it is, who knows? What I do know more than anything, I don't think I've ever been around a player who genuinely loves the game as much as he does. He was always in the gym, you know, middle of August, looking around, waiting for people to come in and play with him. So I'm not sure, but what a way to end this season.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.